This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Before you came to do your practical training, you were sent some studying materials to do from home, mm-hmm. including the virtual reality program.
Yep.
Was that helpful before you came to do your practical training?
To a certain degree. There's got to be a mixture of everything. And I found there was far too much reading. You can read all you want. It's not until you get your hands on something that it actually starts to make sense. And we'd gone a long way before, you know, we've actually gone to do the practical. It should have been earlier stages. When we've done the modules like we've covering this week, we should be doing the practical soon after that. Then that will all sink in and make sense. And then we should be going on to the next stage, do that, and do the practical. But we've done the whole course in theory, and now we're going right the way back to stuff that we done, you know, ages ago. Mm-hmm. So it's quite hard, and what they did as well.
So effectively what you're saying is that the practical training can never be replaced, and the hands-on experience is a very important one.
Oh, yeah, you've got to have the theoretical side, because, obviously, but you can read and read, and the books can tell you all sorts of things, mm-hmm. but until you can talk about a fitting in a book, but until you see the fitting, touch the fitting, you can appreciate exactly what it is.
But when you came to do the practical training in centre, then is the time when it starts to make sense when you see it in practice. Yes, that's great. And what's the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
I've already started my business. I've approached somebody that I knew, asked him to be a business partner with me. I've paid to set up the business and everything as a loan to the business. He's now training up as an electrician for Train for Trade Skills, so hopefully he'll be coming to an ATL centre to be doing that. So we should be able to cover most things to what we do. We're looking to buy houses, do them up. I've already picked up a contract for refurbing 13 houses and possible another 30.
It's a huge contract.
Yep, but my aim is I can only earn what I can physically do in a week or whatever. I don't want to stop there. I want to have other people working for me as well. Not just because I want the money, but I want to give other people the opportunities.
Absolutely.
And things like that. And there's more to it. You know, when I do a job, I have to come away from that job feeling good. What I said to you earlier on with all the different jobs that I've done, I did a job when I was a mechanic. I loved that job. When it came 5 o'clock at night, a lot of the times you couldn't get me to go home. I'd have a good, be on a job or something, and I'm really loving it, and I want to finish the job I was doing. And then I went from that into the warehouse, and I hated that because I couldn't use my brain.
Yeah.
And I had to do that 7 years before I could go out driving.
So implement your sense of satisfaction and achievement.
And it is. And I vowed after working in that warehouse, you work for the majority of your life. You've got to go into a job that you enjoy doing and come away, you know, feeling fulfilled out of it. And that's what it's all about with me. And I got to the stage where I said I took the redundancy. I was going into London doing that, and it was all political and everything. I didn't like it anymore. I said no. And I then vowed that I'd never work for anybody again, and I'd have complete control over what I did. And that's what we're doing.
That sounds like a perfect plan, and I'm sure there are people out there who would like to be their own bosses. We hope your schedule goes by plan, and wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified, and best of luck in setting up your successful business.
Yep.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.